The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Best time of the year to be in the UK. It is Wimbledon's second week. Adam Gilchrist is online. We've also got the Cricket World Cup where we're going to smash the Poms next up, I think. Adam, you agree with that?
No. but there again, you won the group game, but Edgbaston's interesting because England haven't lost to Australia there for, 18 years?
Rub it in.
Something like that?
Rub it in, mate. You got some leaked emails from the ambassador to the US. Doesn't paint the President Donald Trump in a very good light.
No, it's generally speaking, it talks about his administration, but I guess the buck stops with the guy in charge of the administration. But yeah, these emails have been made public, sent by the British ambassador in Washington, Sir Kim Darroch. And basically, he calls President Trump's administration inept, uniquely dysfunctional, and divided. The ambassador questions whether the White House will ever look competent, as he puts it, while Donald Trump is president. And he calls the administration self-interested and warning that it's very much a land of America first. I mean, actually, Donald Trump has said that, but I suppose you shouldn't forget that when you're in dealings with them, like future trade dealings or whatever. As far as I know, ambassadors, generally speaking, are honest and blunt and scathing, but only in private. The idea that this has come out in public is the embarrassing thing. Frankly, all ambassadors everywhere are meant to give forthright opinions on governments and how things operate and so forth. But it's not exactly diplomatic, is it, that we suddenly now know all this stuff, and frankly, rather embarrassing for the man himself.
I note that the Italians, an Italian charity turned up in Italy at the weekend with a refugee boat, just turned up and refused to not land. You've got a couple more boats of migrants intercepted as well?
Yeah, coming across the English Channel, 2 weeks of good weather, I suppose, basically, and suddenly the flow of illegal migrants, illegal refugees has increased. So 40 people were intercepted by border officials on four boats in 2 days crossing the English Channel. All of them obviously risking life and limb because although the English Channel isn't terribly wide, it's extremely difficult, notoriously changeable weather conditions and very strong tides and very congested. You can get run over by big boats and all that. Anyway, they were all picked up, although I suppose we say they were all picked up. It's possible that some others got in and we don't know about them. But I think it was a sunny day about a month ago. There were 8 boats and 74 people.
Wow.
It does feel like there are enough people hanging around on the coast of France who are just waiting for the weather to be okay and they'll have a go.
Bit of a tide.
Frankly, the question being asked here is why aren't the French doing more?
Yeah, exactly right. Good question to ask. Thank you very much, Adam. I'll talk to you tomorrow.